Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Lena?
Okay, Lena, and are you some kind of shop tech person, company?
I'm a third party call center.
Excuse me? Oh, you are. Well,
A third party.
I attempted tonight to do some service with my Wi-Fi that was supposed to be $1 from you guys, and you all charged me $49. So why are you doing that when you said that the actual payment wouldn't start until after? So why are you trying to charge me $46 for something that's $1?
I'm sorry. What company? Can I please get your
Okay.
zip code so I can try to access the account?
You tried to access the account with, you attempted a $49.97 attempt from my card.
Okay. Can I please have your zip code so I can try to access your account so I can further assist you?
It's 40219.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Teresa Lee. I got two of these fraud things from you guys, and the second one said something about just answer expert.
I don't know. I see that you try to get the neck massager from us.
Honey, that was months ago. And I paid for that, by the way. So what are you talking about now?
You got a lot of stuff from us. Hold on. Okay, so
That's what I'm saying. I shouldn't have nothing on there.
can you please verify your address for security purposes?
5905 Permalin Drive. That's what my address is. But you're not going to keep asking me questions and not answering any of mine. Why did you attempt to take money out of my account tonight? That's what I need to know.
Well, ma'am, I have to get into the account to further assist you. I'm trying to locate that
Okay, so are
account.
you not in there yet?
No, I don't see any charge. We don't have anything for any previous charges. We only have stuff from October.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm looking at it right now on my phone. How do you think I got this number? Because when someone goes in my card, it blinks me. It woke me up. It's 2 o'clock in the morning here, ma'am. So somebody there attempted to take money out of my account, and I want to know why and who.
Well, ma'am, this is a third party call center. All we do is handle accounts that's already been made.
Okay, well then, why are you charging me $46 for something that happened 2 or 3 months ago?
Well, I don't think you just said you tried to get something from us, a Wi-Fi booster.
No, I didn't try to get that. That was something else. That's why I asked you about the second attempt. Okay,
Oh, well, there's no
I'm talking
previous.
to the person. I'm talking to you because the number was put here that says Brinks Money Prepaid Fraud Alert. Free message says that they were unable to process their whoever requested it from my Netspend card.
Well, ma'am,
Do you see what I'm saying?
I won't be able to assist you because we don't have any previous charges for this month. Last charge we did was October, and it looks like you
So
canceled
why
out the
are you
account.
asking me right now, ma'am? Then why are you asking me tonight, waking me up out of my sleep? Why are you asking me, did I attempt a $49.97 attempt with ShopTech, which is you, right?
This is a third party call center. We
But
answer and deal with
it
accounts that's
doesn't
already
matter,
made.
man. It doesn't matter. You attempted to take money out of my account tonight.
Well, ma'am, I don't think that's our company because we don't have any previous charges from in your
Well,
name.
ma'am, how do you think that I got this number?
Sometimes the bank does give out the wrong number.
No, it's not the bank, ma'am. The bank didn't give you the money. Do you understand that? But you didn't get the money. What I'm saying is you attempted to get the money. Because I remember buying the neck brace, and that was way back in the summer, ma'am. And then I bought another one in when on the date that you're talking about. But I'm talking about an attempt on my part tonight. Today.
I'm not sure, ma'am. You should contact your bank.
I don't have to contact my bank. Y'all trying to take money out of my account. That's what y'all trying to do. And why is it not? That don't make sense, ma'am. It don't make sense.
Well, it don't show up on my end that we're trying to charge you.
Well, it's showing on my end because that's how I got your number.
Yes, ma'am. You should try to contact your bank to fix the situation.
I don't have to contact my bank. I already talked to them and told them don't let y'all take nothing out of my account. Because the reason that I did that is because it took me all summer to get a neck brace that I didn't get until, what was it, November? I'm just saying, do not take anything off of my card. You know who I am. You know what card it was. Do you have the card number?
You said it took forever for it. Let me see. I got to pull the account back up.
Thank you. Everybody trying to rip people off. It's so sickening to me. It just gets on my damn nerves.
Okay, ma'am. What's the last four of the card that was charged? Hello? Customer, are you there? Hello.
I said, do you all have hold on.
Can I get the last four of the card that was charged?
I'm asking you, ma'am. You're the one who you know who I am. You don't have it in front of you. You charging my card?
Well, ma'am, I have to re-pull up the account.
Wait a minute, ma'am. You just told me that I did something in November. You didn't look it up? Why would you take your – why would you – can I speak to your supervisor?
They're going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
I don't care what you're saying, ma'am. I need to speak to your supervisor. I don't care what they're going to tell me. Right now, all I'm saying is you're a smartass, and you're not even trying to help me. So I need to speak with your supervisor.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
You just told me that I attempted this in November, but now you can't pull it back up. Bullshit. May I please speak with your supervisor? Or I'll call corporate, whichever one you want to do.
Well, ma'am, I'm more than capable of handling this call myself.
You're not the supervisor, are you? You obviously are not, because you said they were going to tell me the same thing. So would you just please put them on the phone, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Yes, ma'am. I'll get you transferred over.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
No, don't hang up on me, ma'am.
I'm transferring you. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.